Vatican II, of course, said that the Church of Jesus Christ subsists in the Catholic Church. I think what it means is this. The Catholic Church has all the gifts that Christ wants His people to have. After the resurrection, Jesus breathes on the disciples, receive the Holy Spirit. He sends them out on mission. He wants to constitute them as the new Israel with all the gifts necessary for living this life. The Catholic Church has the Scripture. Scripture is essential to our life. It's in our prayer. It's in our liturgy. It's in our daily meditation. It's essential to us. But we also have that long interpretive tradition, the theological tradition, accompanied by great works of art and poetry and literature, all of which is meant to highlight and to explain and to interpret this Scripture. We have the liturgy, at the heart of which is the Eucharist. We have this great gift, Christ's real presence among us, God being properly and fully worshipped in the Mass. We have the other six sacraments, all these means by which Christ makes His life available to us. We have Mary. We have the whole spirituality centering around Mary. We have the gift of Mary in our spiritual lives. We have apostolic authority. I know many in our culture will say, well, that's not a gift, that's something oppressive. No, it's a gift. The fact that we have an authoritative structure that comes from the apostles, so in the priests and in the bishops, finally in the Bishop of Rome, that we have a source of order and purpose and direction. We are properly shepherded. The Catholic Church claims to have all these gifts. Doesn't mean that no other Christian church has any of the gifts. No. In fact, all the Christian churches, the various Protestant churches, the Eastern Orthodox Church, and so on, have these gifts to varying degrees. They have one or more of them. The claim of the church is that we have all the gifts Christ wants His people to have. Can we reach out in fellowship to our fellow Christians outside the Catholic Church? Sure, we should. For example, every baptized person is our brother and sister in Jesus Christ. We invite you to have the fullness of the gifts that Christ wants His people to have. And in that sense, we claim the primacy and truth of the Catholic Church.